Verse 21, you see they knew God, they glorified him not as God. That is, they had a natural consciousness of God. This is, comes about through creation and just the providential acts of the Lord. And it says, neither were thankful. So they have two problems. They do not glorify him as God. That is, as he's revealed in the scriptures. They were not thankful, but became, and this is where we left off last week, they became something. The result of just rejection in general, they, as a result of that, they became something. So there's a progression, or more properly, a digression. It says they became vain in their imaginations. That means is they became futile and wasteful in their minds. They became vain. Man would have you to believe that he just keeps getting more and more intelligent. The Bible, of course, speaks to the contrary. And man became vain, became empty, futile, wasteful in their minds. They grow or they digress into vain imaginations. And again, this is the pattern throughout the Word of God. Notice in Psalm 81, last week we showed this pattern, began with 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 15. But we see this pattern, digression, throughout the Word of God. In Psalm 81, verses 11 and 12, but my people, when speaking concerning Israel, would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Again, there's a digression. I gave them up, I let them go. They walked in their own counsels. Notice in Isaiah chapter 44, and we'll read several verses here. Begin reading with verse 9. They that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and their delectable things shall not profit. And they are their own witnesses. They see not, nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who hath formed a god or molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing? But all his fellows shall be ashamed, and the workmen, they are of men. Let them be gathered together, let them stand up, and yet they shall fear, and they shall be ashamed together. The smith with the tongs both worketh in the coals, and fashioneth with hammers, and worketh it with the strength of his arms. Yea, he is hungry, and his strength faileth. He drinketh no water, and is faint. The carpenter stretcheth out his rule. He maketh it out with a line. He fitteth it with planes, and he marketh it out with the compass, and maketh it after the image of a man, according to the beauty of a man, that it may remain in the house. He heweth him down cedars, and taketh the cypress and the oak, which he strengtheneth for himself among the trees of the forest. He planteth an ash, and the rain doth nourish it. Then shall it be for a man to burn, for he shall take thereof and warm himself, yea, kindleth it, and baketh bread, yea, he maketh a god, and worshipeth it. He maketh it a graven image, and falleth down thereunto. He burneth part thereof in the fire, and part he eateth flesh. He roasteth roast, and is satisfied, yea, warmeth himself, and saith, Aha, I am warm, I have seen the fire. And the residue thereof he maketh a god, even his graven image. He falleth down into it, and worshipeth it, and prayeth unto it, and saith, Deliver me, for thou art my God. They have not known, nor understood, for he hath shut their eyes that they cannot see, and their hearts that they cannot understand. They become vain in their thinking. And none considereth in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burned part of it in the fire, also I have baked bread upon the coals thereof, I have roasted flesh and eateth it, and shall make the residue thereof an abomination. Shall I fall down to the stock of a tree? He feedeth on ashes, a deceived heart hath turned him aside, that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, Is there not a lie in my right hand? Man in his foolishness, in his vanity, creates idols. The world is full of idols. American society is full of idols. And he feedeth on ashes. Does man get better by these things? No, he gets worse. Does his life improve? No, it gets worse. A deceived heart hath turned him aside. When they do not glorify God as God, they become vain in their imaginations. Their heart is deceived. And life gets worse and worse and worse and less meaningful. And man loses his mind. He digresses in his so-called intelligence. And that's where we are today. And Jeremiah chapter 2, again, a lot of verses here. I have to laugh every time, and I believe most of America believes that man is just so much smarter than he's ever been before. And I really believe that man is stupider than he's ever been. And the ignorance is at an all-time high. And Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 5, Thus saith the Lord, What iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me? That's glorifying not God as God. And have walked after vanity and are become vain. You walk after vanity long enough, you become vain. It's one thing to follow that which is vain. It's a higher degree, a far more serious problem when you become vain. When you become vain, you cannot help but follow after that which is empty. They became vain, just like we read in Romans 1. Neither said they, Where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt and led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts, of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passeth through and where no man dwelt? They didn't look to God for the solution. And people don't today either. People in their so-called intelligence do not even consider God as a solution to their problem. And that's how it was here. And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. The priest said not, where is the Lord? No one was turning to God. Again, he's not even considered. And that's what we read here in Romans 1:21. And they that handle the law knew me not. And so it is today. They don't know God. The pastors transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Vanity. Vanity, even amongst the religious leaders of the day. All was vanity. Wherefore I will plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Chittim and see, and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently and see if there be such a thing. Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? That's what it is, not to glorify him as God. But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit, or for that which is vanity. It's empty. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. Romans 1:21, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. They forsook God. Then they became vain in their imaginations. They replace God. You forsake God, you replace him with something. Always. Always. And what you replace him with becomes a great problem. So we see the two evils. One, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. They made something. They took the time. They planned. They made these cisterns. But the problem was the cisterns could hold no water. They were empty. Again, they became vain. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions roared upon and yelled, and they made his land waste. Vanity, waste. His cities are burned without inhabitant. And he goes on in verse 18, and now what hast thou to do in the way of Egypt to drink the waters of Sihor? You see how this people has digressed. There was God, the fountain of living waters, and now they're drinking out of the polluted rivers of Egypt. And they think their life is improving. And people will go to great detail today to try to convince people that life is so much better than it's ever been. Really? I didn't know that. And nothing could be further from the truth. But that's what man does. He rejects God, he replaces God, and then he convinces himself that my life is better than it's ever been. Man is making improvements to his life. And he asks, well, why do you drink the waters of Assyria? Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter. It'll make your life bitter. It will not improve your life, that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee. They not only reject God, but they get to the point where there is absolutely no reverence for God whatsoever. My fear is not in thee. That's where we are. That's where we are as a society. Verse 20, for of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou sayest, I will not transgress. When upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest, playing the harlot. And that's what society is doing. They just wander, playing the harlot. Yet I had planted thee a noble vine, a right seed. How then hast thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? God says, I blessed you greatly. But you've turned into a degenerate plant. Life's not improving. Life is not improving anywhere in the world. And it has its basis upon this rejection of God. Verse 23, God is reasoning with them. He says that you can't reason with a fool. How canst thou say, I am not polluted? That's a good question. How can politicians, religious leaders look at society and say, there's nothing wrong? How foolish. How can you say that? But they've convinced themselves. There's nothing wrong with us. We're not polluted. And then he goes on, and for though thou wash thee with nitre and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord God. They think they've made themselves better. They think they have progressed as human beings. But God says, your iniquity is marked before me. So it is today. How canst thou say, I am not polluted? I have not gone after Balaam. See thy way in the valley, know that thou hast done what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary or camel, running about, traversing her ways. And here's a pretty good picture of man who rejects God. A wild ass used to the wilderness that snuffeth up the wind, just out there sniffing away. Life is empty at her pleasure. In her occasion, who can turn her away? They that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month, they shall find her. Verse 27, saying to a stock, thou art my father. What foolishness. Saying to a dead idol, you're my father. It became vain. And to a stone, thou hast brought me forth. Today, one of the great idols of American society is education. Education, I believe, is probably the most overrated thing in the world. Amen. But thou hast brought me forth. And that's what man believes today. That education has caused him to progress, made him better, made society better. But again, they're vain. For they have turned their back unto me and not their face. Anytime we turn our back upon God, vanity is the result. But in time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. Talking to their idols, talking to their whatever it is that they've made idols. And that's how it is today. Man actually believes that the people that they elect to office will solve their problems. They believe that. And that's as stupid as someone looking to an idol and saying that you will help me in time of trouble. They've become vain. And he goes on in verse 31. Have I been a wilderness unto thee, unto Israel, a land of darkness? What has God done? God is saying, have I done something to you that would cause you to turn away from me? We are lords. We will come no more unto thee. We are lords. We're masters of our own lives. We can handle this. You know, people talk about the American spirit can get us through anything.
Really?
And people believe that. In other words, we are our own Savior. Foolishness. Canst a maid forget her ornaments or bride her attire? Not very likely that on a wedding day, the bride is going to forget to put on her bridal clothes. Not likely to happen. Yet my people, this is far worse, yet my people have forgotten me. Days without number. Why trimmest thou way to seek love? Just want to be loved. Just want to be liked. And do anything to achieve that. Verse 36, why gaddest thou about so much to change the way? So we see, you forsake God, you follow vanity. You forsake God, you replace God with vanity. You do that long enough, you become vain. In other words, you just keep doing the same things over and over. Jeremiah chapter 10. This is the chapter that those who are adamantly opposed to Christmas and Christmas tree, they always go to Jeremiah chapter 10. Jeremiah 10 is not talking about Christmas tree. Verse 3, for the customs of the people are vain. That's true. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest. See, there it is, right there. They cut the Christmas tree out of the forest. Well, I have, you know, I bought mine at a store. But they cut it out of the forest. The work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. See, they're putting the ornaments on the tree. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, talking about this tree, but speak not. They must be born or carried. There's no life in them, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good. That's still true today also. That tree cannot do evil, that tree cannot do good. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in the night. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain, for as much as among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms there is none like unto thee. They are altogether brutish. He's talking about the people who worship these trees. And that's what he's talking about. He's talking about they were making trees their idols. And he says they're brutish. And the stock is doctrine of vanities. Again, he's just simply talking about idols. Talking about idols. So the pattern is this: reject God, vanity. Rejection of God leads to vanity. They became vain. They became vain. They did not glorify God as God. Therefore, they were not thankful. They didn't even think to show gratitude toward God. God's not in their thoughts. They've rejected Him. They became vain. And this vanity, there's a cycle. Reject God, vanity, you become vain. And now this vanity becomes a further cause of God's wrath. So it's a cycle. Not only a cycle of sin, but a cycle of God's wrath. They become vain, and that fact alone gives reason for God to display His wrath. And then everything they do in their vanity becomes further reason for the wrath of God. So rejection of God results in a forfeiture of real meaning in life. That which is vain is really that which has no meaning, has no purpose. American society is filled with that which has no purpose or meaning. I mean, there's no, you get 50,000 people gathered in a stadium cheering and going nuts. That has no meaning. It has no bearing upon life. None. I happen to like sports. I do watch it, but it's meaningless. And people's days are ruined because it didn't turn out the way they thought. They're angry. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. And we could stand up here all day and make lists of things that are just vain. It doesn't matter. And where do they all come from? And they're increasing. It's not like these vain things are decreasing. They're increasing all the time. And it's the reason they're increasing is because man has become vain and he comes up with more vain things. And all this does is take them further from God and cause God to display his wrath even more. So it's a cycle that you do not want to get caught in. Yet it is the cycle of mankind. It has been the cycle of mankind since the fall. And it happens to be the cycle, especially in these last days, it is the cycle that society is caught in. Not just American society, but societies in the whole world are caught in this cycle. They've rejected God. They've pursued vain things. They have become vain. They invent more vain things. They go further and further and further from God, and God just lets them go, which just brings about more of the wrath of God. People will say, well, what in the world is man going to come up with next? Oh, you'll be surprised. And you think, well, I've seen it all. Oh, no, you haven't. It's going to get worse. It's going to get more foolish. It's going to get more vain. And what's really sad is that when we, as God's people, get caught in it, and we all do, to some degree, we have become a victim to the current of society. And God help us. Let's look to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We pray, Lord, that you'd lead us and guide us and direct us in all things. And we pray, Lord, as we worship you, that you would help us, Lord, to worship you in spirit and truth, that we would come apart from all the foolishness and all the things of this world. And, Lord, that you would just help us to focus upon you. And we do pray for the lost, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, open their hearts, Lord, to salvation this day. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.